Moving on to Pakistan, where several people have been killed in U.S. assassination drone strikes, both in Pakistan and the country we discovered, Yemen. A missile fired by an unmanned U.S. aircraft hit an area in Pakistan's North Waziristan province, killing at least four people. A similar strike claimed the lives of at least two people in eastern Yemen. Local officials say American drones hit a motorcycle in Hadramaut province. Another drone attack in the same area killed four people a few days ago. The U.S. has intensified its assassination drone strikes in Yemen this year. Despite Washington's claim that its unmanned planes target militants, many of the victims turn out to be civilians. Said Tariq Pirzada is a strategic affairs analyst, and he joins us from Pakistan to tell us more about this. Why don't you give us your assessment, Mr. Pirzada? Looking at Yemen, it saw an equally drastic increase in these assassination drone attacks. And yet in Pakistan, there was a decrease. And of course, we'll then ask about what effect this has on Pakistanis themselves.
Well, as far as the issue that the drone attacks have decreased in quantity and in the number, I do not seem to agree with that, because the latest figures that we have is that so far in this year, a total of 47 drone attacks have been launched by the United States Air Force. This is a CIA-led operation. And as a result of that, several thousand people are dead. Only what we know, as per the claim, that only 300 and some militants have died. So the people of Pakistan are about as depressed, as angry, and as hostile to U.S. policy as they can be. And they are at the same time equally angry at their own government, because without their tacit approval, the drone attacks cannot continue. But when they look at the situation in Yemen, they can draw a good parallel how the U.S. started slowly launching drone attacks in Pakistan, and they are following a similar policy in Yemen, and they can understand the grief and anger of the Yemeni people, where, of course, the innocent people are dying for the most part.
Right. It's interesting that you have clarified that point for us, because this was based on a New York Times article that stated that there was a decrease in Pakistan. And in Yemen, the increase from 18 in the year 2011 of these drone attacks to have risen to 53 for the year 2012. Maybe the Americans want to focus in on Yemen and take away from their activities in Pakistan. Tell us about how this has affected the daily lives of Pakistanis, because we hear that people are living in fear of these assassination drones that fly overhead.
Well, fear is definitely, as you rightly pointed out, the key factor in the life of the ordinary Pakistanis, living in the tribal areas of Pakistan, where these strikes are being launched very regularly and have been regularly launched for the last 6 years. And at the same time, the people in Pakistan are being devastated, because they know that the sovereignty of their state, status of their country as an independent country in the world, the standing of Pakistan, although it is a nuclear state, is being compromised. Because if a country cannot defend itself despite being a nuclear power, that will definitely have a very terrible psychological impact on the hearts and minds of the people of that country. So all in all, Pakistan, whether they are the Pakistanis living in the tribal areas or they are the Pakistanis living in Islamabad or elsewhere in the country, they are absolutely depressed, angry, irritated, and hostile to U.S. policy. As a matter of fact, I was in the Foreign Office of in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs just 2 days ago, attending a press press briefing, and yes, the spokesperson of the government of Pakistan in that ministry said that it is a violation of international law, it is a violation of our sovereignty, and so on and so forth. But this is just a lip service. In real terms, Pakistan is not doing anything to stop them.
Thank you so much for your thoughts. Syed Tariq Pirzada, strategic affairs analyst, talking to us from Islamabad there.